Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like a zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome, it's another episode of Cheese Please, the wacky, warped, and weird every week with your hosts and mine,
or Daffodil,
and Snarf Dude. Your host and mine, that makes no sense, Daffodil.
My host and yours.
I am my host on the show, that makes no sense. Why did I say that?
I have no idea.
Okay, I guess
you just open your mouth and the strangest things fall out.
Well, you know, the whole showbiz thing, you know, you gotta keep going with the show, so we'll keep going. We can edit this later, right?
Nope.
Why?
Because we don't edit.
No?
No.
Oh, I thought there was a new policy or something
there's
going
on. No, there's no new policy. There's no retakes. This is it.
We cannot waste the time.
We can't afford to buy more time. We have to use the time wisely.
Okay. Well, in that case, I just want to bark about that. Which is sort of appropriate this week because we have a dog show coming at you. All you people out there in Radioland, hey, it's a dog show. Hey, hi, how you doing? What?
You do realize that sounds very bizarre.
Why?
It just does.
It's no worse than those guys on The Simpsons at KBBL. Hey, hi, how you doing? Coming at you. What?
I can't do that.
Well, you can try, can't you?
No.
Okay, fine. I'll be the one to do it. We're focusing on dogs this week on the show. We've got the Dog Club coming in and with a couple songs. The chart-topping cheesy.
It's also dog-related.
Yes. But we're starting off the show this week with a guy by the name of Al Hurt who made some cheesy music back in the 60s that I think was used on The Muppet Show at one point.
Entirely possible.
We'll have to research that, but Al Hurt's coming up with Jabba shortly, but we're starting off with Sugar Lips, right here on...
It's a Sweet Dose of Cheese, Please!
Was, oh my God, oh my God.
Good cheese, ham and bear.
Cheese.
with none other than Al Hurt.
And the Round Mound of Sound.
Oh, really? I remember that being adapted for The Muppet Show or Sesame Street or something. And, you know, when you think about it, you listen to that song, I can see you walking around like a Muppet. You know?
Muppets don't have legs.
Yes, they do.
They do now, but back then they didn't have legs.
Yeah, but you walk around like a Muppet. You move like a Muppet. You don't get it. You don't see my vision, Daffodil. Come on.
It's radio. There's not a lot of vision.
Oh. Well, nevertheless, Al Hurt and Java, and before that we had Sugar Lips. Some cheesy stuff. Where else were you going to hear this but cheese, please? My name
exactly.
is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And if you're hearing it elsewhere, they're ripping us off. That's all I get to say on that one.
What do you mean? You mean people are copying our playlist and playing it and trying to claim that it's legitimate music?
Well, there's always a possibility now, isn't it? If you hear it elsewhere, it could be they're ripping us off.
Or maybe they're fans of ours.
Well, that could be. I don't know.
They're playing songs in homage to our brilliance in bringing this cheesiness to light.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they may copy this list of dog songs that... Well, I found a CD at the dollar store one day, and some group by the name of the Dog Club, or connected to the Dog Club. That's all we really know.
We know we have a CD. It says the Dog Club on it, and it's full of songs like this.
Yes. Coming up, we're just going to have the song Just Plain Dog. German Shepherd's coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Chihuahua.
Chihuahua?
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
No, it's Chihuahua.
All right, whatever.
Right here on...
Cheese, please. Cheese, please.
Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha. I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua. I'm the smallest dog in town. I never have to walk because they carry me around. When I am a puppy, I'm no bigger than a cup. And I get no bigger even when I am grow up. Cha-cha! I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua. Everybody think I'm cute. I can fit into a handbag or the pocket of a suit. I think I'm getting sleepy. It's siesta time, you know. I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua and I come from Mexico. Cha-cha-cha! I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua and I'm not afraid to fight. I bit a great thing one time, but he did not feel the bite. You think just because I'm tiny, so tough I am not. Peppers, they are tiny, but senor, they're pretty hot. Cha-cha-cha! I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua, and I watch your house for you. Maybe I can catch a burglar, but I catch a mouse or two. I think I'm getting sleepy. It's siesta time, you know. I'm a cha-cha-cha chihuahua and I come from Mexico. Cha-cha-cha!
Can you howl? Do that one more time. Ow!
Police dog, the German Shepherd. I knew I shouldn't have taken those sausages from the butcher shop. I'll be back as soon as he leaves.
There's a brave and faithful dog that always likes to work. He's the German Shepherd and there is no job he'll shirk. He helps the army and the Coast Guard both in times of war. Fighting on the battlefield and guarding on the shore. Your children with his life, he'll call you if they cry. Policemen always use him when they need a private eye. He'll sniff the ground and look around until he finds a clue. There is nothing that the German Shepherd cannot do. So if you need a watchdog, there's no better dog to try. If you cannot see, then he will be your seeing eye. And even out in Hollywood, he stars in pictures too.
There is nothing that the German Shepherd cannot do.
Ooh, he sounds a little nasty there.
He does, and he's going to come and get you if you don't play another song.
German Shepherd, and before that we had Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
Yeah, I know, but the thing is, I prefer the Les Nessman philosophy.
Chihuahua?
Yes, he said Chihuahua, WKRP, remember that?
I know, because he pronounces things the way they're spelled instead of the way they're supposed to be pronounced.
Just like Chitri Rodriguez, he called that tennis guy.
Chichi Rodriguez?
Yes, you remember that.
Is. Anyway, what? Another song.
We're still playing the dog songs here on the show, and we're going to end it off with Just Plain Dog on
Cheese Please is Barking Mad.
He's just plain dog. He's just plain dog. He'll never win a prize at any show. He's 40 different kinds of dog all rolled up into one. But to the kid who loves him, he's the greatest dog under the sun. He's brave and smart, he's got a lot of heart. And though his name is Pal or Rags or Jim, when school is through, you'll find him running to the kid who loves a plain old dog like him.
He was just a ragged little boy, standing there alone, looking in a pet store window at a dog he'd like to own. The dog was just a mongrel pup, a mixture of everything, but breed meant nothing to the boy. That dog to him was king. He talked to that old dog a while, then, with his mind made up, he walked into the pet shop, for he'd like to own that pup. That little boy, he couldn't read, for he was only four, or he'd have seen the $5 sign in the window of that store. He walked right in and told the man just what he had in mind, then offered him the nickel he'd been saving for some time. The owner was a kind old man, and he was quick to guess that the hand that held the nickel wanted a puppy to caress. How could he turn that boy away? How could he tell him no? When he remembered his childhood day many years ago. So he gave the little boy the dog, then wiped a tear-dimmed eye, for he knew he'd found that dog a home that money couldn't buy.
He's brave and smart, he's got a lot of heart, and though his name is Pal or Rags or Jim, when school you'll find him running to the kid who loves a plain old dog like him.
Cheese Please with the Dog Club and Just Plain Dog.
What? Just like you.
What's that supposed to mean?
That you're not a purebred, you're just a mutt.
I don't know how to respond to that. Is that good?
Yes, most because Chihuahuas and German Shepherds are purebreds.
Yes. Oh, I understand that. As a matter of fact, if you heard the ID I played earlier, maybe that was a Chihuahua that I ran into in the parking lot that time that I got to howl.
I don't think so. They're much yippier than that.
Really? It was a small dog. I remember that. He was sitting in the front of a van. And I was, we parked our van right next to it, and I got out, and he started barking. I thought, hey, grab the recorder, and lo and behold.
He would keep barking.
Yes, and there we go. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I just want to go on record as saying if we do find some cat songs.
We might play them.
What do you mean, might play them? We have to play them, Daffodil. Really, because we have to be fair, and if we have played some bird songs on the show. So we're good there, but we haven't played some cat songs in a while, so...
I want monkey songs.
Monkey songs? Why monkey songs?
Why not?
Well, I suppose equal time to monkey songs, but...
Equal time for the monkey songs, too. And then we have to find goldfish songs.
Goldfish songs? Why?
Yeah, because we can't ignore the goldfish.
No, I suppose we can. And what else? Maybe some fox songs or...
Horse songs.
Bear songs?
Horse songs.
Why horse songs?
Because there are some very good horse songs that we could play on Cheese Please.
Really?
Yes, we'll talk about them later.
Oh, okay. But let's talk about this right now.
Topping the charts at number one is no guarantee that it's good. Sometimes number one means cheesy with a bullet. It's chart-topping cheesies on Cheese Please.
My segues, I never cease to amaze myself how I do that.
Yeah, some days you're so-so, and some days you're just dead bang on.
Wow, just amazing.
That's, and it's another dog song.
That's almost like an award-winning segue, don't you think?
No.
Oh, well, fine. Yeah.
But it's a dog song.
That's true. I remember this back in the 90s that I'm sure more than a few people annoyed you with. Let's throw it in tonight. Who let the dogs out? The Baja Man on.
Jeez, please.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball.
Ha, ha.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
E-P-I-O.
And the girls respond to the call. Ha, ha, I have a boom and shout ha, out.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
I see the dance people had a ball, cause Billy Bongers get out. Get back, Gruffy, bash Gruffy. Get back, you flea infested mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, E-I-O.
Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
E-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
E-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Bash Gruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am a dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove on, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, drill, and gassy color. Any caliber, do I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when they see me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
We have major traffic piling up within the WASP-12 solar system as a yellow dwarf star continues to engulf one of its planets. All inbound routes to WASP-12b are closed to expedite the evacuation of planet residents as it continues to be devoured by its parent star. Commuters between Jupiter and Saturn should allow extra time as their orbital positions place them farther apart. Heavy traffic between Jupiter and Uranus as travelers take advantage of the shortened orbital distance. As your craft approaches the speed of light, it builds up infinite mass, greatly decreasing your engine's performance. Just one treatment of mass X every 3,000 light years will prevent this buildup from slowing you down.
Jeez.
Hi,
it's Vince with Slap Chop. You're gonna be in a great mood all day. You're gonna be slapping your troubles away with a slap. Slapping your troubles away with a slap chop. It's Vince with Slap Chop. You're gonna be in a great mood all day. You're gonna be slapping your troubles away with a slap. Slapping your troubles away with a slap chop. Look, here's a potato. One slap, you got big chunks for the stew. Two slaps, don't rise. And the second, and look at this. With your add a mushroom, the more you do it, the finer it gets, your switch anyway. Now, you love salad. You hate making salad. You know you hate making salad. You hate making salad. Something don't have any salad in your diet. Just one slap, salad. Soup, coleslaw, stuff. In what, 5 seconds? 4 or 5 seconds, it's done. This thing is tuna. It's boring. Stop having a boring tuna. Stop having a boring life. Add this tuna, make it like this. Now you're gonna have a nice, exciting life. Now, here's a hard-boiled egg. One shell, you have a pickle. You add the green. And what you can do, you can mix things together. You add a ham, and you're gonna love this. Don't have time to make breakfast. Breakfast to go. Watch this, you're gonna love my nuts. Watch this, you're gonna love my nuts. Watch this, you're gonna watch this. You're gonna watch this. Watch this, watch this, watch this, watch this. What about fruit? Fruit mango. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Look at this, isn't that beautiful on your ice cream? The reason you're gonna slap away every day is because it's so easy to clean. One, two, and half soap in my bag. Now these other ones you've seen in the stores. Bacteria gets in the food. All the stores have this. You can't clean it. You can't open this up. It's worthless. Forget about it. Now take the slap chop. Put it back together. Put the slap chop right there. Let's put the slap chop right there. Let's put the slap chop right there. Let's put the slap chop right there. The skin's at the bottom. 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 The skin comes right off. 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 Now put a tomato in there. Add your cilantro, your hot peppers right there. You can hit it like this. Hit it like this. Hit it like this. Hit it like this. Guys, we're gonna make America ski again. One slap at a time. It's guys, we're gonna make America ski again. One slap at a time. It's guys, we're once again. One slap at a time. One slap at a time. We're good. Once again. One slap at a time. One slap at a time. We're good. Once again. One slap at a time. One slap at a time. We're guys. We're good. One slap at a time. Lions face with slap chop. You're gonna be in a great mood all day. You're gonna be slapping your troubles away with a slap. Slapping your troubles away with a slap chop. Lions face with slap chop. You're gonna be in a great mood all day. You're gonna be slapping your troubles away with a slap. Slapping your troubles away with a slap chop.
Daisy, you just got one hand and chop, 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 chop.
Watch this. Tacos, fettuccine, linguine, martini, bikini.
Jeez, please. And Daffodil, did you get that toll-free number I can call to actually order that thing?
It doesn't work.
What?
The slap choppy thingy mabobby doesn't work.
Oh, take an infomercial, mix it up by DJ Steve Porter, and you got Rap Chop.
The slap rap chop.
By Vince, who like the slap, likes
the.
No, okay.
This is a family show.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Google it. If you want to know what he liked to slap around. Besides onions and garlic. Yes. Before that, we had the Baja Men in the chart-topping cheesy with Who Let the Dogs Out?
Woot, woot, woot.
That's just, you know, I can see that getting on people's nerves.
If you don't do your thing, you're not going to have time.
Well, what do you mean by that?
If you don't do your thing right now, you're not going to have time.
Why do you have to keep time all the time?
Because
Why?
It keeps all of the people who run our show happy.
Yeah, but it's such a pain for me. You got that clock ticking. Tick, 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 tick. Go, go,
now,
go.
Now, what, now, what? Now,
oh,
now. And next time, if you don't do it on time, I'm going to do it.
I want to see that. I want to hear that. Okay.
We'll see what happens with that.
Exactly. We go from dogs standing off the show with goats.
Marzy sort of. Marzy doats and dozy doats and little lambsy divey.
Yeah, until next week, folks, the Pied Piper, Pipers with Marzy doats.
and Dozied Oats and Little Lambs Eat Ivy.
Exactly. Until next week.
Have fun, stay cheesy. Join us here again next week. Same cheesy time, same cheesy station.
Dozy-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lambsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, mersey-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lambsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing mersey-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lambsy-divey. Oh, mersey-dotes and dozy-dotes and little lambsy-divey, a kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly-divey too, wouldn't you? Rada!
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snailen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.